This is episode 1115. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. And I want to welcome you to a brand new series we're launching today. And this is our week-long series. We'll be exploring a challenge this week. This is a challenge for you to focus on every single day. And the challenge is happiness. And this is a challenge by special request from a listener who listens in from the southernmost Japanese island of Okinawa. And she listens with her 9-year-old son, and they've been listening, I believe she said, since this past January. And she had this request because she's living on this island far, far away from her home. And her mother was just visiting her. And her mother stayed for 2 months visiting. And then when she returned back to the States, she felt this sense of sadness. And so instead of focusing on a sadness series, as she requested, I decided to do a happiness series and to create a happiness challenge. So I hope you enjoy this week's series. And I'm Mary Meckley. I share a different meditation technique every day here on the podcast. And as I mentioned, the techniques are always customized around a theme we explore in depth for a week. And this allows you to really master particular qualities in your life. So, in regard to your happiness challenge, I want you to think first about what happiness means to you, because you can set yourself up for failure immediately as you get started on this challenge when you put different expectations on yourself in regard to happiness. These conditions can make you feel as though you'll never be happy, because you can have these expectations that are unrealistic, or it could even be something you think you need or want in your life, but it really doesn't make you that happy. Research shows that when people are asked what it is that would make them happy, most people overwhelmingly say that if they had just 10% more of what they already have in regard to maybe their wealth or the amount of friends they have or the amount of love they feel in their relationships, how they feel each day about their health and wellness, all these different qualities in their life, they claim if they had just 10% more, they feel like that would be enough. They would be happy. So when you think about what you truly need to be happy, consider if what you think will make you happy is indeed what you need. This is important before you even begin your happiness challenge this week. So in today's technique, I'll guide you through a way to bring some clarity in regard to your happiness. So settle yourself in and focus on today's meditation technique. As you consider happiness this week, and the happiness challenge you'll begin for yourself, consider where you feel you most need happiness in your life right now? What is the part of your life that's your 10%? If you had 10% more, you'd feel happier. So consider this part of your life you want to focus on in your happiness challenge. And then consider what triggered you to feel as though you are unhappy in this part of your life. What was the initial trigger that seemed to rob you of joy or happiness when you think about this particular part of your life? And then consider what you could do to add just small increments of happiness this week. What could you do to increase your happiness by just 5% and then work your way up to 10%? It's this consistency and focus that's going to help you truly feel happier. So that is your technique for today to take into your meditation. And if you'd like a little more support to learn how to meditate or to make your meditations deeper and more enriching, I share a way for you to do that over on my website, and that's at sipandom.com. It's sipandom.com. And there you'll find a subscription membership site, which is very soon to be an app. And you get access to over 1,000 guided meditations, as well as a journal that's customized around the weekly series. So for this week, it would be a happiness journal. And you also get a guide with all the techniques for each week's series organized for you, so you don't have to remember what was the breathing technique we did or what was the affirmation. I share a technique every day, and so I list those for you on a guide for a reference. You also get access to a private Facebook group of other meditators just like you. So again, that is at sipandom.com. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.